Standards, accountability, assessment. These words have been at the top of the agenda for public schools for 20 years. On April 26, 1983, President Ronald Reagan's Education Secretary, Terrell Bell, released a report called A Nation at Risk. It warned that public schools would crumble without strict accountability. The report laid the groundwork for two decades of reform. The latest is President Bush's initiative, No Child Left Behind. NPR's Madeline Brand reports on how one high school has changed since A Nation at Risk was published.
The language of the report was dramatic, inflammatory, some would say. Here's an excerpt.
If an unfriendly foreign power had attempted to impose on America the mediocre educational performance that exists today, we might well have viewed it as an act of war.
An act of war. Indeed, some teachers viewed the report as just that, an attack on them and an attack on public education. It was, partly. The report warned that a rising tide of mediocrity threatened America's very future as a nation. Europeans and the Japanese were outscoring American students, especially in math and science, the report said. America's position as an economic superpower was under threat. Schools were to blame.
A rising tide of mediocrity could apply to a whole lot of things as far as our society is concerned.
That's Jerry O'Clair, principal of Darien High School in Connecticut. He says the report made him defensive. He was at another school in Connecticut at the time and didn't see a rising tide of mediocrity. Neither did Doug Paulson, an English teacher at Darien for nearly 30 years.
I do remember it coming out, but I also remember thinking that our school here in Darien seemed not to be part of that description because the kids here and the teaching here seem to be really in pretty good shape.
A note now about Darien High School. It's in one of the wealthiest areas of the state. It has classes in sailing and golf, and nearly all the students go on to four-year colleges. Darien saw itself as well-insulated against the mediocrity described in A Nation at Risk, but for schools that were struggling, the report galvanized them. It called for better teacher training and pay, longer school hours, and higher measurable standards. At Darien, those standards, says Doug Paulson, the English teacher, have meant a kind of dumbing down. He says the statewide standardized test that came out of A Nation at Risk meant existing standards at Darien were lowered.
The first year it was given, our school, in fact, was number one in the state in response to literature, simply because we were doing all along what we believed in. Once we began trying to teach specifically to the test, our scores went down. So having done nothing to prepare for the test, we were just teaching and learning as we thought best, we excelled.
In Paulson's American Studies class, his 16-year-old students say they took the test last year. Most students, like Peter, say they didn't take it seriously.
I think it hampered our classroom learning. Teachers spent a lot of time on, like, the strategies for, like, achieving on that test. And, like, we didn't really care because, like, it didn't affect us. All it did was tell, like, the state how good our teachers were.
Next year, because of President Bush's No Child Left Behind legislation, Darien students will have to pass the test or not graduate. No Child Left Behind is, in some ways, a result of A Nation at Risk. It's another prescription that sees the answer in quantifiable measures of achievement.
Kind of mood. Hopper is known for an emphasis upon loneliness, isolation. Folks, tomorrow...
Teacher Doug Paulson has finished today's class on 20th century art. The students seem mildly interested in Edward Hopper and Keith Haring, but what they seem most excited by is a stack of report cards Paulson almost forgets to hand out.
Leo, Katie Sklarski.
Out of 20 students, he's given one A and two A minuses, a pretty high standard, and one these students, who are expected to go to good colleges, take very seriously. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Darien, Connecticut.